Hello there, and welcome to the Wonder Tooth Podcast with Dr. Saad. This will be our weekly episode. I hope you are keeping well and safe and that you are having your best year ever. This is Dr. Saad, the founder of Dent Blanche Dental, the best luxury dental spa in the U.S., and she will be your host. Dr. Saad will take you to the secrets and wonders of having an incredible smile, as well as healthy teeth and an overall health. She will give you some tips to make sure our podcast is rocking and rolling. Let's go, baby.
Hello, hello, and welcome to our new episode of the Wonder Tooth Podcast. Today, we are going to tackle bad breath. What are the causes of bad breath? What is bad breath? How can we avoid it? How can we get rid of it? I get this question from a lot of the patients. First of all, I just want to make sure that you guys understand that bad breath, it's a normal thing. You should not really feel ashamed of it. We are going to try to fix it, but don't feel ashamed. Don't try to use like tons of mouthwash. Don't try to use tons of like strips, you know, just chewing gums. Just take it easy. We'll figure it out. But usually, a bad breath is because of some sort of imbalance going on in your bacteria, the bacteria in your body, whether they are in your mouth or in your guts or some sort of an infection going on in your sinuses or in your ears. There is some sort of imbalance. So first of all, we're going to make sure, how can we make sure that we have bad breath to begin with? So there are a couple of ways to do it. The first one is a little gross, guys. So, I mean, you basically, your wrist, you kind of lick your wrist and you try to sniff it and see how is that. If it's okay, normal, okay. If it's not, then something is going on. But also another way of really checking it out is you go in the mirror, like close to the mirror, and you check your tongue. And you want to see if there is like white stuff on your tongue or yellow stuff on your tongue or even brownish. That means some, you know, particles, food debris or bacteria are basically, you know, clogged in your tongue, on the top surface of your tongue. So you want to get that checked. And I'll show you how to do it and I'll show you how to fix it as well. And the third way of doing it, you know, you can ask one of your friends. Don't ask, you know, your partner, because your partner is probably used to you at this point, yeah. Or your spouse, yeah. Just ask a friend, oh, do I, like, you know, do I smell weird a little bit? Like, you know, do you smell something weird or something? I mean, if you feel embarrassed about that, just do this other two ways of checking it, and then we'll take it from there. But now, what is bad breath? As I said, it's an imbalance of the bacteria in your body. As you guys understand, the saliva has millions of bacteria living in there, so which is normal. We want the good bacteria. It's good to have certain bacteria in your saliva because they help you actually fight certain infections. But the ones that we don't want are the bad bacteria. And how can we find out which one is which? So first of all, you have to make sure that you are following proper oral hygiene. And what are the steps of good oral hygiene? It's not, oh, I'm using my mouthwash, but I'm not really brushing that well. A lot of patients, they say, I brush, you know, once or twice a day. I floss, you know, like a couple times a week, and then I'm rinsing. I'm like, but rinsing is not enough. I don't really want you to rinse all the time because some of those mouthwashes, they actually kill the bacteria. And then we get to the point, okay, well, now there is an imbalance of the bacteria, and then we have a bad breath. So really, we should try to take it a little bit easy on using a mouthwash. Just use, you know, warm salt water. They look at me and I'm like, yeah, just use normal warm salt water. It's very cheap. Glass of warm water, teaspoon of salt, and just rinse with it maybe, you know, once a day at night. And that should be good for now. But first of all, we gotta make sure that we are doing proper oral hygiene, which is, we're going to brush every day, twice a day. So how are we going to brush? You're going to start with your top teeth, 30 seconds, another 30 seconds, 30 seconds, and 30 seconds. So the total has to be 2 minutes. And you're not just brushing the outer surface only, like the cheek side. You got to do like 10 seconds on this side, 10 seconds on the biting surface, and another 10 seconds on the inside. So there you go. You got 2 minutes of brushing really well, whether it's a manual toothbrush or an electric toothbrush, whichever really, whatever you feel that you're more comfortable with. Because some of the electric toothbrushes, it really depends on them. They don't really get there. Some people, they cannot really hold them properly. So you know what? If you want to alternate, use an electric toothbrush at night, use the manual in the morning, whichever really makes you feel comfortable. But the big part is flossing. In my opinion, the big, big part is flossing. And I don't want you to use the floss on a stick. I want you to use the actual string. And I'm going to have another episode to show you how to use the floss properly, the proper way. Do not use a stick, use the string, because you have better control on using it between your teeth. So what do we say now? We're going to brush twice a day, and we're going to start to floss every night. And you can also kind of use an extra adjunct, which is the water pick. I wouldn't replace the flossing with a water pick, because some patients do that. It's easier. Oh, I'm in the shower, let me do this. It's not enough. Please, if you're using a water pick, you still have to use a floss, because sometimes some areas, it's so hard if you get food really stuck in there, and if the toothpick is not, you know, if the water pick is not strong enough or flushing really as it should, we're going to end up with a lot of problems, and we don't want that. So now we said we're going to use the brushing twice a day, 2 minutes each. Then we're going to do flossing once at nighttime. If you can do it twice a day, hey, why not? Water pick at night. Then, remember when I said at the beginning about the tongue, you need to check your tongue. So if you stick your tongue out and you see there is like a little brownish area or a little whitish area or yellowish, you need to scrape your tongue, because basically you have piliform, which are the coating of the tongue. They're literally like, they look like this, little tiny fingers, which you can get some food and debris and bacteria and plaque stuck in them. So you want to clean them out. If you use the back of the toothbrush, sometimes it's not strong enough. It's not efficient. You need to get a tongue scraper. And how do you use a tongue scraper? It looks like almost like this. And you kind of put it, and some of them are plastic disposable ones. You just kind of put it and you kind of scrape your tongue. You try to put it all the way in the back and you scrape your tongue off. And you kind of wash it, and then you reuse it again. And if it's a metal one, you can just kind of try to sterilize it, you know, pour some hot water on it, or just, you know, wash it really well. So if you're doing these techniques really, really well, then there must be something else going on if you still have bad breath. The big one for us as dentists is dry mouth. So dry mouth, unfortunately, it's a consequence of a lot of basically side effects of a lot of medications. And I've had patients, great, wonderful oral hygiene, and then all of a sudden I see cavities everywhere and I see gum problems everywhere and something is not right. And then this is when I start to ask, okay, like what's going on? What changed it? Okay, I'm taking this medication, I'm taking that medication, they have dry mouth. And then now you don't have enough saliva. As I said, the saliva, they have immunoglobulins, so they clean. You can actually kind of fight infection. So you lost that. So dry mouth, it's a really big one. You can talk to your medical doctors. Of course, do not stop any of your medications. You got to just talk to your medical doctor about maybe changing the dosage of your medicine, maybe, or switching to something with less side effects. But dry mouth is a really big one. If you cannot have the medications changed, just try to plan tons of water. This is where I want to see patients walking around with a water bottle. And I tell them, if you don't bring a water bottle with you, that means you're not really hydrating yourself. So water bottle is a must. And also sometimes you can use some of the products for dry mouth, which is, I'm not really affiliated with anything, but Biotin is a really good one because it's over the counter. They have mouthwashes, they have lozenges, they have toothpaste, and it's called Biotene, B-I-O-T-E-N-E, and it's over-the-counter, and it's pretty much everywhere, and you can use that. Sometimes if you have severe dry mouth, you can talk to your dentist or even your medical doctor, and then they can subscribe certain, you know, medication to kind of increase your salivary flow. Now, so we spoke about how you can check if you have actually dry mouth. That's one. Then two, what is it that you're not doing right? If you're doing everything correctly, you're taking good care of your oral hygiene, and you still have, you know, the bad breath, so something else is going on. And then we spoke about first the dry mouth. Then we're going to talk now about what other issues. Another one is if you have gum disease. And now, what is the difference between gum disease, periodontal disease, and gingivitis? So gingivitis is basically, it's reversible. Is, you know, when you didn't brush your teeth for, let's say, like a week, and then you brush now and your gums are bleeding. And if you start to brush and floss, the bleeding stops. But the most important thing for us as dentists is when we take x-rays and there is no shrinkage, the bone is still at the same level. So this is reversible gingivitis, which is, you know, it's mostly in like younger adults or kids who are not really brushing well. But if you are at a little bit, you know, an adult and you haven't been brushing, you haven't been to the dentist for a while, and now we have some significant bone loss, this is periodontal disease. And that can definitely cause bad breath. And why is that? Because the type of bacteria that actually are associated with this kind of disease, periodontal disease, can cause a lot of bad breath. It's a much more aggressive than the normal, happy, you know, cute little bacteria that live in your mouth. Okay, I said cute about the bacteria, look at that. But we don't want the aggressive one, we want the cute bacteria that live in your mouth. So make sure to check with your dentist that you're doing your 6-month follow-ups and checkups, you know, that you don't have gum disease going on. Because believe it or not, okay, this is off the, you know, but gum disease can actually be transferable. So if you're kissing your loved one, and I don't want to scare anybody now, but if you have periodontal disease and you're kissing your loved one, you might actually transfer some of the bacteria to them. And actually a funny story, a really, really funny, I almost fell in my, like, it was insane. I have this very cute little lady, and she knows what she wants, she knows what she likes, and she knows what she doesn't like. So she told me she doesn't allow her husband to kiss her. I'm like, what do you mean? And she goes, no, he can kiss my hand, he can kiss my cheek, but that's it. And I said, what? And she goes, yeah, because I don't want, you know, anything, I don't want any disease. And I looked at her and I'm like, how did you find out? She's like, I've been reading a lot. And I said, oh my God, you're very smart. But you know, if we can control, you know, the gum disease or the periodontal disease, I think it should be okay. I mean, she's going to think about it, hopefully. But it was just so funny. I was like, I can't even believe what you're telling me right now. And it was just off the chart. And yeah. Anyway, so let's go back to the causes of, you know, bad breath. So first, it's really the very first one is if you have dry mouth. Second, if you have gum disease, periodontal disease, or even gingivitis, because, you know, there is plaque now, there are debris, food debris, and bacteria sitting everywhere and just getting fermented, and it's just yucky. You need to get, you know, everything cleaned. And of course, you know, the big one, if you don't have good oral hygiene, you're not brushing every day, you're not flossing every day, there are like bacteria sitting here and there, the bad type of bacteria, not the cute one. And the food debris here, and if you, especially if you have cavities too, because cavities you cannot really clean. Even if you brush, there are like those little holes and the bacteria are sitting in there, you can't reach them. That's why you have to get, you know, the cavities fixed. And then of course, if you really like to eat, you know, certain kinds of food, like garlic, onion, some patients, you know, it's good for your body, but, you know, of course, don't expect, you know, you eat something with garlic or onion, and of course, you're going to have some, you know, bad breath. I'm not saying stop it, but you can eat parsley. You can try to eat, something to mask the color. Parsley actually is a very good one. And basically, just try to brush right after. And a big one, you remember when we talked about there is an imbalance in the bacteria, so if you have a sinus problem, or you know, have sinusitis going on, or you have your throat is hurting, or you have an ear infection, any of these can actually get referred, and you can get basically bad breath from that. So if you have sinusitis, ear infection, your ear has been hurting you for a while, and you're getting bad breath, yeah, it's coming from that. Also, if you have some gut issues, if you have GERD, or if you have Crohn's disease, or celiac disease, or anything going on in your stomach, you ate something bad, and now your stomach is hurting you or bothering you, that can also give you bad breath. So the sequence now is going to be, I'm going to check myself first to see if I have a bad breath, yes or no. And now we know the two, you know, two or three different ways of checking it. Then after that, am I doing a really good oral hygiene? Am I brushing, flossing, using the water pick? Am I, you know, scraping my tongue properly? I'm keeping my mouth happy and healthy or not? Okay, don't expect, you know, the tongue is not going to take care of itself alone. As I said, the toothbrush doesn't really do a good job. You really need a tongue scraper. So we're going to check all of this and make sure that there is no sinus problems going on, or you don't, you know, you have, you feel like you have tightness here up in the sinuses, or, you know, ear aches or throat, or like you just had a cold recently. All of that can attribute to bad breath. Now, how can we fix it? How can we fix a bad breath? Don't tell me, oh, I'm going to get all the Listerine in the market. I'm going to use the, you know, the purple one, the blue one. No. We're going to start with, remember when we said there is an imbalance in the bacteria in your body? Remember we said there is cute bacteria that live in your mouth and then the bad ones. We need to get rid of the bad ones. How are we going to do this? Okay. Have you heard of a probiotic? Have you heard of having some yogurt? Have you heard of having certain types of food that actually can help your bacteria to, you know, the good bacteria to flourish and be happy? As I said, a lot of mouthwash can literally kill the good bacteria and cause an imbalance and literally put you in a big circle of bad breath, and then even sometimes can cause some fungal disease like candidiasis or white thrush. We don't want this. So, first of all, we're going to check to make sure there is no actual infection. Like you don't have an abscess, you don't have an ear infection, because the, even if you take probiotic, that alone is not going to help. You need to see your medical doctor. But to start with, we're going to take some probiotic. We're going to try to eat yogurt, or eat some certain fermented foods like kefir. I really like kefir. So, and if you don't really like dairies, you can have some sauerkraut is also like a good one. Just try to eat healthy food. And we're going to take the probiotic supplements, and we're going to, you know, take care of the tongue, do basically all the proper oral hygiene methods. And then, of course, for dry mouth, we're going to try to drink as much water as we can. Get some biotin product, something, you know, to kind of lubricate the tissues and keep them kind of healthy. Now, there is also, to the people who don't like to use fluoride, and I know a lot of people are against it, not a lot, but some people. So they're really the other alternative, just drink tea. You know, I know everybody here loves, you know, their coffee, but tea has fluoride in it. Yeah, the tea leaves, they have actually natural fluoride in them, and it can help you. It can literally help your digestion, especially the green tea. It can help the digestion, and it just can help, you know, balance your bacteria in there. Also, sometimes you can get some certain supplements, but I wouldn't really recommend that, you know, something for digestion, especially if you know that you have some reaction to a certain, you know, type of food, or, you know, if you have some reaction or some allergies to a certain kind of food, or your body basically doesn't really like it, just kind of stay away from this and try the other alternative. The big one really is going to be take care of your oral care, your oral hygiene methods, and then if something still persists, or if you're checking and you still have like plaque, or if you have the buildup, the calculus. If you have the calculus, which is, you know, if you look in the mirror and you see like on the bottom part of your teeth, the bottom teeth down here on the inside, if you see this little white or sometimes yellowish or sometimes even brownish little layer, it looks like cement. This is calculus. So no matter what you do, forget everything I said. You need to go to see the dentist at this point because you have buildup, and that has to be removed, has to be cleaned up. Otherwise, the bacteria just love it and they come and get stuck on it. And then more gum problems are going to start to happen. And also, if you have cavities, a lot of the cavities are in between the teeth. So sometimes you're not even aware of them. That's why we keep saying you need to floss, you need to floss, you need to floss. I would say keep flossing like from now till the rest of, you know, the rest of the day. Keep flossing because in between your teeth, there are little crevices, and if you don't really get the plaque out of there, we're going to end up with a problem. So, and it, the only way to see that is through an x-ray. So you can say, nothing is hurting me. A lot of patients, they go, nothing is hurting me. Yes, but you have a cavity. And then I started to show them on the x-ray. So please, please, flossing, don't use the stick, use the actual string. And as I said, I'm going to show you in another episode how to floss properly. And, I mean, eat healthy, guys. You know what you're eating. Eat healthy. You know, stay away from, you know, the sweets. I mean, yeah, one, like, piece or, you know, like a week is fine, but try to eat more fruits. If you really want your sugar, just try to eat more fruits, more vegetables, like, healthy. And I think that's it for now. How about that? So make sure that... Basically, now, in conclusion, first, you're going to check if you actually have bad breath, yes or no. Then second, what are the causes of bad breath? If you are taking certain medications, you need to talk to your medical doctor about it. Do not stop any medications without getting back to your family doctor or your medical doctor in general. Stay hydrated. If we have some gum disease or periodontal disease, or if we have cavities, we need to get that checked. And I'll be more than happy to offer any consultation at any point. It's very easy for you guys to find me at dumblanchedental.com. And I'm going to have everything in the show notes for you to, you know, or even if you need like a second opinion. We are in New Jersey, but we get patients from pretty much all over the world. So make sure you contact us if you need any advice. And so once this is taken care of and we're flossing and we're using a water pick and we're using the brush, as I said, you can alternate between an electric toothbrush and a manual toothbrush. Has to be soft bristles all the time. No medium, no hard. Oh no, like I don't feel my teeth are clean. And I said, yeah, you are clean. You're scrubbing your teeth. You're removing the enamel out of it. You're killing your teeth. And they look at me and I said, I am serious. Use a soft toothbrush, please. Use a soft toothbrush. So please, guys, soft toothbrush, alternate between manual toothbrush and an electric toothbrush, and make sure you're taking your probiotic, you're eating your yogurt, you're trying to eat healthy, drinking tons and tons of water, and make sure if you have any infection, you get that treated. If you still have like ear aches or sinus problems, get that checked. If you have that buildup down there, we don't want this. Please go get that cleaned. And if you need a hygiene appointment or anything, make sure you give us a call in the office. And I'm going to put everything in the show notes. And if you really love garlic and onions, maybe a little bit of parsley afterwards, or try to maybe, you know, brush a little bit afterwards, especially if you're going to see the dentist too, okay? Please, okay, I didn't say anything, but you know what I mean. Or if you're going to see your hygienist. And that's really it for today. And I hope that was informative. Please, if you have any questions, please write them in the comments below. I would love to hear from you guys, okay? And don't forget, if you take care of your teeth, they will take care of you. And I mean, I want them to last forever in your mouth, okay? Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to our weekly podcast. This show wouldn't really be possible without you. If you are a fan of the show, please leave us a comment on Instagram at rodwasad_DMD. The link is in the show notes. Until our next episode, remember, if you take care of your teeth will take care of you. Keep smiling with Dr. Saad.